Hi, Twitter husband. It's only me. I'm just going to stick the kettle on. And as I promised, I would send you an audio book about this morning's cow looking at a motorcycle moment. So here goes. Part of my job is to be the local safety manager for the building. It's not, you know, nothing I wanted to do, but it's just part of my job, you know, so I've got to help out the other managers if they've got health and safety queries. So the guy who looks after the help desk came to talk to me the other day and said, could you give me a hand with some risk assessments? I said, yeah, no problem, I'll give you a hand. So anyway, he called me out this morning and he said, I've just got some concerns about the risk assessment for the help desk. So like, what's the matter with it then? And he said, well, I'm not sure if we need to have a separate risk assessment done for the desk here and the desk at the other campus. So I went, well, my understanding is that there's meant to be a generic one that covers both, because more or less the same activity happens at both desks. But what you do is you then highlight local differences. And that's how we do it. So people haven't got to refer to too many documents. I said, oh, okay. So he said, and this is the bit where I must admit, I did veer off being professional to being slightly childish. He then said, do you know what it says in the generic one about flap management? I said, I'm sorry, I didn't write the generic one, and I was trying not to piss myself. So I didn't write the generic one, and because I don't work on the help desk, I've not really had sight of it, so I'm not sure what it says about flaps. What's your concern? I said, well, I'm a bit concerned that people haven't been trained in, say, flap operations. So I said, well, what's your concern about this? He said, well, somebody could force back the flap and trap someone's fingers in it. I can see how that would be a problem, yeah. Well, I think probably the best thing to do is, what you probably need to do is look at the original risk assessment, then the interrupter says, and there's all this mess and all this clutter and all these trailing wires behind the desk. So I just looked at him like really blank. I said, well, yeah, but you don't need a risk assessment to tell you that you need to clear those up, and you don't, you know, it would just say in it, the area should be kept free of clutter and this needs to be picked up through, you know, like regular inspections and just day-to-day management. I said, you can just get rid of it, you know, you don't have to go for a risk assessment for that. And so he went and said, but we definitely need to worry about the flap. Yes, we definitely need to worry about the flap issue. So I said to him, well, probably the best way to take this forward is if you have a look at the generic one, and if you think the areas that you're concerned about aren't covered by it, we can rewrite it and I can give you some advice on maybe what to say in that. So then he just looked at me, blank, you know, like a cow would look at a motorbike. So I said, there was this long period of silence. I said, well, I said, do you want me to do it for you? And he went, oh yeah, that'd be great, thanks. And I felt a right mug, but I just couldn't bear the tension of this long silence. Anyway, I better start off because the kettle's boiled, so I'll speak to you soon. Bye.